Everybody should have a revolving closet. You don't know whether you need short sleeve or coveralls, right? Good old Tennessee weather we got going on here. So it is joy and honor to see you in God's house today. I just want to make a few announcements. Our free Thanksgiving meal, I'm going to try to get that on the sign this week. But if you see anybody in our area that could benefit from a Thanksgiving meal, please let us know that this week. We need to be making some final details and some final arrangements on that. There's some sign-up sheets. I have one here. There's some on the front pew here if you would like or know somebody that's shut in here in our area here that we could help out. Please let us know that. That way we can get them took care of. It would be a great ministry opportunity for our church to be able to do that. We will deliver. So if you have somebody in this area that you need to get that to, we'll be glad to carry it to them on Thanksgiving Day. We'll make all that happen for that. So just want to remind you about that. Don't this look good? We got shoe boxes here, right? Yeah. It's good, and we got 89 of them. What it looks like with some donations we've got, we're going to reach 100, amen? That is very, very good, 100 shoe boxes. I think last year we were around 75 or so, so we're going in the right direction on that, and it's exciting to see those shoe boxes. We were talking about this morning what the kids get to see when they open those up will be pretty amazing theirself, a great opportunity for us. So I want to thank you for the ones who've come and helped my wife yesterday pack those, also the ones who've donated financial help and stuff throughout this year to make that happen. That don't happen overnight. That's a process to do to get to where we're at today, and that's the faith of a working church. Amen. So saying that to say this, today we're here to celebrate who God is. We're celebrating just who He is in our lives. Listen, it doesn't matter how our weeks went, whether it went the way we wanted to or not. Listen, today He is still King. Amen. And He's the one we've come to sing to today, the one we come to celebrate to. We know lots of our church are facing this virus, have tested and been a part of this virus, and it's just kind of hit a little more close to home because it's here at our church here. But during this time, let's pray for our people, because there's some missing today that are at home with their family, with their loved ones during this time. So let's definitely be praying for them today as we go through this time. For the next, for the remainder of November, we're going to change our services just a little bit. We're going to continue doing Wednesday night. So if you need somewhere to join us on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, we have a great time of Bible study here. We'll have classes for the young ones too. But since the time we're in on Sunday nights, I'm going to do Sunday night online only on Sunday nights, just for a short period of time to let this kind of wave go through here. Listen, guys, I told you the whole time, I want to make the best decisions for your health. And I think at this time, as leadership, we have taught for online for the next few weeks, we're going to do that. It'll be a Bible study posted at 6 o'clock. Let's just like we were here, and I'll teach it probably from my house, okay? So that'll be for the next few weeks. Take care of yourselves, okay? Listen. So we've got some people here, and listen, I don't like postponing services. Y'all know me about that, but I just want to make sure we all stay in as healthy as can. That way we won't be coming back during the service, during that same day period of time. We'll have a few days out, we'll clean, and we'll make sure we're good for Wednesday nights. Okay, guys, I love you, but here today I just want to make sure that we're on the same page and we're all safe, okay? Because at the end of the day, I want what's best for you guys, all right? And whatever that is, we feel as leaderships, our church, that's reasonable for the time we're in through this time period. So hopefully at the end of November, we'll be able to go back to where we're at. But right now, we're going to do that on Sunday nights. Remember, Wednesday nights, come out and hang out with us. We spread out in here, okay? And we're going to have a good time with that, all right? But listen, guys, I don't like making an announcement at first, but I just want to make sure today we're on the same page. Because when the smoke clears, I want us all to be on the same page, right? And we want to do that. But today, let's just make much of who God is. We're reminded all week of how good He is. How many has been reminded about how good God is this week? And just reminded how faithful He is to us. So today, as you sing unto Him. As we pray unto Him today. Listen, He loves us. And listen, church, He hasn't stopped. He hasn't stopped. He's still God. He's still going forward. So I'm going to pray this morning that Mr. Ricky's going to come and lead us in worship music today. I can't help but think a lot of people's got a lot going on in their lives. And so today, let's just invite the Lord in to move freely in our services here today. Let's pray. Father, we come to You this morning, Lord. Father, this time and this place is Your day. This is your Lord's Day, 2020. Father, that you set us apart for us to be here today. Father, you know the people from the left to the right to the center of me this morning. You know what's going through their minds. You know what's going through their lives. Father, some of them have had a great week. Some of them had a week that went just as the way they wanted to. Father, some of us in here have had weeks and had days that just didn't go like we wanted to. Things have come up in our lives, whether that be fighting this virus or whether that just be just whatever, a doctor's appointment or something happened at work or maybe something inside our marriages. Lord, it doesn't matter, Father. You are very aware of every step that we make. And Father, that's who you are in our lives. And Father, that's who we've come to celebrate today. We come to celebrate a God who said he'd never leave us or forsake us. So no matter what my week's been like, my God is still on the throne. So today, Father, as we come in this place, we pray, Father, that we deal with you today. Father, you take care of us, Father, like you do every day. So Father, today, we want to be more like you today than we was yesterday. Father, we want to be more in love, more excited about you today than we was yesterday. So, Father, stir our hearts today. Father, open our eyes to see you this morning. Father, open our ears to hear you and from you this morning, Lord. Lord, we live in a place and a time where it's a lot of unknowns. But, Father, we know without a shadow of doubt that you are right there with us in the midst of everything we face. And the great thing of knowing about a God we've come to sing to today, that, Father, you've already been before us. So today, Father, we pray that we be obedient to your Spirit. We respond the way you want us to respond in this place today. Father, you go with us. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. Mr. Ricky.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you. Thank you, Brother Malin, for leading us in the presence of God this morning. This morning we're going to be singing hymn number 347, Lord, I lift your name on high. And in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, the Word, which is Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's all stand as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name. You
cross, my debt to pay, my cross to the grave, my grave to the sky. Isn't that great? Lord, we lift your name on high. Please turn in your hymn book to 504, and the words will be on the screen this morning. Be strong in the Lord. And a passage of scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. And this is a word from Moses to the nation of Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's sing this together. Be strong in the Lord. Let's sing this. Let this be our prayer before Brother Malin comes. With all my heart, I want to love you, Lord.
I want to love you, Lord, and live my life.
See you this morning. This is your day, Lord, the day we get to come in and open up our Bibles. Father, we sit, we have a Bible study time, and we just had Sunday school. But this is more than just the day, Father. This is the day that you have made for us, an opportunity for us to live as believers in the midst of uncertain times and unknown circumstances. Not only in our country, but in our homes and in our lives today. A day where decisions have to be made, a day where we have to do so many things, but for this moment in time, we get to just be in focus of who you are. Father, I pray that the God that gives us everything will go with us every moment and every step of our day. Father, we need to feel your presence today. Father, we need to feel your touch in this place today. Father, we know you're there. Father, we know that you tell us, that I already said earlier, that you never leave us, forsake us. You hold us in the palm of your hand. So today, Father, I pray and I petition the very throne of God today that, Father, we feel that touch. We feel that presence. Father, open our eyes to see you clearly. Father, where weeks and days can get clouded and times can be tough. But Father, I pray that we see you clearly. And I pray that we love like you love. And I pray that we forgive like you forgive. And I pray that we be obedient to your Spirit to live out what you want us to live out, the plan for us. So today, Father, go with us as we open up your word. Father, show us, just as the biggest screen TV in the world, what the words need to jump off the page today. Father, we love you so much, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, amen. If you have your Bibles here today, look with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We're going to look at just a few different passages of Scripture here this morning and this time. It's been a busy week. Basketball season is upon me at my school. I think we had 12 games this week. Probably not that many, but it felt like a lot of games. But it's just like you kind of go, and it's just all at once basketball season. But I enjoy watching the kids play basketball, and it's just been very different this year. The crowds have been a little smaller, so that's looked a little different. And I had a referee come over to me the other night. He said, "Well, who's that lady over there yelling?" And I was like, "Well, I know who it is, but you don't, right?" But it was funny that in the days of mask, and the reason why I say that, I shouldn't even say this, but this was pretty funny. This lady would absolutely give the referee up. When he'd go by, she'd pull her mask down and she'd lay the wood to him. Then she'd throw that mask up and he'd turn around and look, and she was like. So these masks have definitely got a positive to it. So somebody made a note today in church, like, "Hey, I can yell at the referee with a mask on," and like, "Hey, it's good, right?" But no, it's just different times and different circumstances and things we're in today. But listen, through all this, as we face, and this week, Alex, kind of been in my life, and I know your life has had its own share of challenges this week in itself. Listen, something that kind of spoke a lot to me this week as I was studying these passages today was being faithful, right? Listen, it doesn't matter what our circumstances, and when we talk about facing the unknown, listen, we got to be faithful in the midst of the unknown, church. We can't just get to the midst of the unknown and say, well, you know, I've tried, and now we got to remain faithful because God is faithful, amen? You remember the faithfulness of who God is in the midst of what we're going to. Last week, we talked about being confident, and I pray that you're a little confident in the midst of the unknown things because it's known to him, right? And I pray that you have more confidence facing the things you do. That's one of the biggest things you see in teenage lives and some adults. It's not that they don't love God. It's not that they don't want to share Christ. It's that they lack a little confidence, right? And a lot of people's like that. Sometimes people just, some people are that outgoing personality, and in a way they do it, they don't meet a stranger. They can go up. I shared with you before, Nathan Sawyer, when we played softball, my brother's here this morning, he can tell you, we never could keep up with that guy because he never met a stranger. He didn't like any confidence of meeting people. We'd go ready to leave, and Nathan would be with the other team. He'd be sitting on the shade tree with them like, I don't know. He just kind of goes over there, right? So he didn't lack any confidence. Now, there's a lot of people who lack that, right? They're not necessarily going to walk up to a stranger and make it feel like they're at home. And we see that. I pray that you've become more confident in who you are in Christ. I think that every day of our life, that's something we should do, is be more confident in who we are in him and to be able to do these things in that way. This morning, church, we'll look at being faithful kind of dealing with the unknown things that we're going to face in this life. Listen, we must be faithful as believers to represent God. Listen, we're going to represent him in the correct way, right? Now, don't miss that. When you're representing Christ, we got to make sure we do it correctly. And I don't know any better way to do it correctly than using the Bible, right? And making sure my life and your life lines up with this word, because that is the correct way that we're going to represent who God is. My wife and I, we went through a drive-thru this week, and you think about correctness and all that. You know, they tell you how much the price is going to be, and so we get up there, and we already have their money counted out, and she said it was like a penny higher, and Shelly says, okay, let me get you some money. She said, no, I can't see well. I'm like, okay, you got somebody running the drive-thru that can't see well. That's kind of sketchy in itself. But then she said, then the lady turned around, she said, well, I can't hear well either, and I thought, that's exactly the person I want running my drive-thru, right? But you think about this, and I thought about it this, and I thought, well, that's kind of crazy. But you think a lot of times, and you say, what do I share that? Because a lot of times we read stuff, we read the Bible, but do we really hear well, right? And you think about that when we read and we look, do we really think we process things exactly what God wants to do? I think that's the reason why there's so much packed into Scripture that sometimes we read it and we read it again. We're like, oh, I missed that before. Anybody with me there? You're like, hey, I didn't. Where was that word at like 2 years ago when I read that, right? But we see how much it is for us today to be faithful and do it in a correct way. Make sure we don't mess it up. Make sure we don't do it the wrong way. Make sure we do it the correct way, because when I represent that, when I have the confidence to share that word with somebody, it's correctly transported to the person in a way that impact that God made on me is going to make on them. Listen, guys, God is going to use you if you allow him. He will use you to do things that you have never, ever done before in your life if you allow him to do that. So this morning, as we look at these passages of Scripture, listen, we need to see the Bible lived out regardless of what we're facing. What we think about today, this morning, guys, there's some prayer requests. We see this is Paul here in chapter 3 here. This is about Paul's request for prayer. And I think about, before we get into the text this morning, there was about four things this week that I really thought on a lot about praying as was preparing for today. Is one thing, we need to pray daily that God prepares us for spiritual attacks. I'm going to tell you something. There is Christianity. Listen, if you're a believer, you're prone to spiritual attacks. You're prone to people coming in and getting attacking on you. And another thing you should pray for today, you should pray for God's help and strength daily. Listen, church, we've said it many, many times. You can't do it on your own strength. You can't face the things that you're going to have to face in this moment in time in your life on your own strength. It has to be godly strength. And why in the world would we want to try to do it in our own strength, right? Should be something fresh on our mind every day. And another thing is this, we need to pray that we're biblically sound when we face opposition. Biblically sound when we face opposition. Listen, another thing we should do every day, we should pray that God puts people around us, right? That we can live out the truth together. How many is thankful for godly people? Thankful that God puts people in our lives, whether that's a Sunday school teacher, whether that's a neighbor, whether that's a dad, whether that's a mom, a grandpa, or a grandmother, whatever it is, those godly people in my life that I know when I mess up, they're going to look at me and say, hey, but you better get it back in line, right? We don't like that, but that's what we need, right? I've been pulled back in line before. Anybody else want to admit that today? Like, hey, you're going to have to get back over here a little bit. My parents did a good job correcting me discipline like this because I knew when I got out of line, somebody was going to put me back in line, right? Guys, you know, today, that's what God wants us to do as believers when we see somebody else. If we're biblically correct and we know this word that we should pray daily, that if we get out of line, somebody puts us back in line, then if I got enough confidence, walk up to my brother and sister and say, listen, the way the fruit is coming in your life, it's not in line with the word of God. Not being judgmental, that's what God said to do, didn't he? But we have a trouble with doing that because we don't want anybody thinking anything. Listen, church, it's not a time to pick and choose what part of the Bible we want to live. It's got to be all lived out because, listen, I think in a lot of ways I've shared with you before, I think we've picked things out in our life that fit us good, and we want to keep doing that, and we don't want to worry, but we don't want to deal with the things that don't fit us good. A friend of ours that's... He's been a friend for a long time, and it didn't matter if he got rid of something. He always wanted it. It didn't matter. I wore like a double X shirt, and he was like a large, but he would take it. And he'd take a pair of boots. I had a pair of boots. It was about 12 and a half or 13. He's like, I said, man, these things are hurting my feet. He said, I'll take them. I think he wears like a size 10. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'll put more socks on. A few days later, I seen him wearing those boots. I said, how many pair of socks do you have on in there? He said, enough to fill up the whole inn. What do I share that is this? Because, listen, we take things sometimes that don't fit us, and we try to make them fit. Listen, take the word of God at what it is. Don't try to make it fit you. Make your life fit it. But that's where we've messed things up. We try to fit everything. We're like, oh, we got to do this. Make our life fit this word, not the word to fit our life. We should pray daily that I'm thankful that God put people in my life that I can hang out with that knows the truth about who God is. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But we're in love with a perfect God. So this morning as we look at the text, 2 Thessalonians 3, 1 through 5, I'm going to unpack some things here today together. It says this morning is verse 1 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, as for the other brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may be spread rapidly and honored. Just as it is with you, pray that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and he will protect you from the evil one. We may have confidence in the Lord that we are doing and will continue to these things that we command. Verse 5, it says, may the Lord direct your hearts in God's love and cherish and perseverance. We see the first thing we see this morning. Listen, every day of our lives, we need to make sure that we get things right, that we are on the right track with doing things. Listen, we need to pray that we faithfully spread God's word in the midst of the unknown times. Listen, if you have your Bible this morning, I want to talk about the message of the Lord. I want you to look back just to your left a little bit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. I want to walk through this passage here today because, listen, it spoke to so much to me this week. It's one that you know, probably without a shadow of doubt in your mind, is this. And it says this. I want to show you a few things out of this passage today when we're talking about being faithful. And it says this. It says, for we know, brothers and sisters, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, for we know, brothers and sisters, he says, love by God, right? So that means to tell me, no matter what I face, I'm loved by who? As a believer. By God, right? That brings me great comfort in knowing what I'm going to face, that I'm loved by God. Listen, that he has chosen you. You're loved by him, and you're chosen by him. We talked about that. You don't have to worry about it. He has chosen you. He says, because our gospel came not simply with words, but also with power. So let me tell you something, church. In the unknown things, you have power, right? If you mark stuff in your Bible, you might want to highlight that. It's about spending the power. Listen, then that's not a weak power. That is very good power. I got a little bit of touch of power this week. Somebody told me the breaker was off, and I reached and grabbed the wire, and guess what? Yeah, it wasn't off. I had some power there, right? A little extra power, right? But you see, you're talking about the power of Christ. It's not a weak power. It is a great, mighty power. This is with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. Listen, I don't want to hear anything else I say this morning. And when you're facing unknown, you have the Holy Spirit on your side. Now, I want you to think about that a minute, church. It doesn't matter what we do every day. The Holy Spirit is on your side as a believer. And that's not a little weak thing you have in your pocket. It's not something small. It's like playing red one and rook, and somebody throws a rook out there, and you've got the red one because you know you fist and put the smack down on somebody, right? Who's that person that get a little giddy on the other side of the table, and you know you have to play it, and you're like, I'm fixing to come across this table and choke a life out of you, you know? Because they know all at once, they're like, oh, this is fixing to go south in a hurry, I got them. You're like, I don't want to play this, I got to play it. You throw it down and the other person's over. Some of y'all play cards, don't you? But you see how we got the Holy Spirit that's going to trump anything that we face. And he goes on and it says, with the power of the Holy Spirit and deep conviction, he says, you know, we lived among you for your sake. You have become imitators of us and of the Lord. Know the word, right? We just talked about that. Pattern yourself out of the word. Be imitators of who God is. Live like he did. Hang out with people like he did. Love people like he did. And that's what we're here for, church, right? To be imitators of who God is and spread the word of God the way he wrote it, right? You see in the day's time, and he goes on and he says, be imitators of the word. And he says, the Lord welcomed the message. And the Lord, he says, welcome the message in the midst of severe suffering. With joy been given by the Holy Spirit. So there's not only power, there's joy in the Holy Spirit. In verse 7, it says, and when you become a model to all believers in Macedonia. And it says, the Lord's message rang out from not only Macedonia. And it says, in the faith to become known everywhere. Where? Let me tell you something, church. I pray for revival. I tell you that. I pray that God's message begins to be known everywhere again, that it be the most focused thing on that you hear on every news station you ever turn it on, is about how believers have become the real, true church that God wanted us to, and we're moving in people's lives, and people are coming to know Jesus, and we can't baptize them quick enough, and we can't start churches quick enough because of so many people want to come to know the truth about who God is and not just act like. Goes on and this word, and he says, the message rang out everywhere. Therefore, you do not need to say anything about it. It says, therefore, themselves report any kind of reception they gave us. Tell how they turned from God, from idols, and to serve the living and true God. The living and true God. Church, that's who we're here today for. The living and true God. And see, this morning as we think about the message of the Lord and making sure we keep it to the truth, it's the utmost importance that we be spreading the true message of who God is. Listen, and we can't do that. Like Paul says, prayer requests. We got to have prayer that we have strength to keep the faith in the midst of the unknown. We got to pray daily that God keeps us focused on who he is. We need to pray that that message spreads rapidly, because I don't have to tell you, in this time we're in today, that message needs to spread more rapidly than it ever has. Listen, look what he says in verse number 2. This is kind of where it's kind of, if you want to say, the rubber meets the road this morning. He says, in back in the regular text, it says, not everyone has the faith. Remember what he says there? Not everyone has Jesus, do they? Not everyone knows the truth about who God is. Not everyone has that. Listen, church, not everyone has been delivered from sin. And I don't know about you, but as a believer, that kind of gets me right here, because I have the deliverance from sin because Jesus came in and took those. He died on the cross for me, and that's who I have faith in. But there's some people who have never got to experience this type of freedom. And I don't know about you, church, but it's easy to get a little convicted because we live like we've got it all made and there's nothing in our lives and all this, when there's people who never got the freedom of living without sin. If anything, that should burden us as believers to say, hey, man, I got to tell somebody about this because, listen, I've got it and you need this, right? But we get it and we don't want to give it up. Not everyone understands we have somebody that stands between us and the evil that we face. Listen, church, there's not a point in time, and if you turn to the right or left or anywhere, he's right there around you. Doesn't matter if you turn to the right or left or anywhere in a direction, he's already been before you. No matter what you do today or tomorrow, as a believer, he says, I got you. Then why do we act like he's so far away? Listen, church, I'll be the one sometimes in my life I just can't seem to wrap my mind around how good God is. You ever just sit around and think and ponder? I know that I'm a shocker when I tell y'all I think. That scares everybody. But you just sit around, and I'll sit in my office at school sometimes or here at the church or at home, and I just get to thinking about how good God is. And I begin to think about all the things that he has done for me, my family, my friends, and the churches, the few churches I've served at. And I get to seeing how people have given their lives, and they've been saved, they've been baptized, and they're serving in the church. And I just get to thinking about how good God is. I get to thinking about all the big things, but then I get to thinking about all the little things and how good God is, how he let me get up this morning. Hey, I may not feel the greatest in the world, but he allowed me to have another day and another opportunity to tell somebody how good God is. But here's the thing, church. I shouldn't have to think about that. I should automatically already know that. Listen, there's evil everywhere. But not everyone has a king like ours. There's difficulty everywhere. But everybody don't have a defender like ours. The one who will be there with you to the end. The one that will never leave you at the bedside of a loved one about to take their last breath. He's there. The one that goes with you in those hospital rooms and you get those diagnoses and those surgeries, that's the one that's there all the way. And listen, church, I don't know about you, but that is very unknown times when you sit and you're waiting for the results of a test result that could be cancer or could be something else. There's a lot of unknown things going through your head, but he's there. Why? Because he said he would be. The second thing. Third thing is this. We have a faithful protector when facing the unknown. Look at verse 3 again. He says, but the Lord is faithful. How many of you this morning would raise their hand and say, I have found him faithful, right? Let me tell you what, I'd ask you to raise your hand, and most of you would. It may not turn out like you wanted to, but he was still faithful, wouldn't he? A lot of things in life don't turn them out like we want to. I told somebody the other day, they asked me, I said, you know what, if you ask me something, I'm going to tell you. But they said, well, you pretty much don't care what you say. I said, no, I mean, I don't care. I'm probably wrong 99% of the time. But if you ask me, you know, I'm going to tell you my opinion on things. Listen, but I found God faithful, even though when it didn't happen or happened just like what Malin wanted to, God was still faithful in that. That's what I can be 100% correct on. Listen, church, so thou shalt doubt the Lord is faithful and the Lord is good. He's faithful and he is good. There's a song that says, have you ever found him faithful? Just say amen. You know what, church, we could start singing that song today till Jesus comes back, and we couldn't thank him enough, could we? So much to be thankful for. 1 Corinthians 1:9 is a great passage of scripture, and it says this: God is faithful, who has called us into fellowship with his Son, Christ our Lord, right? He is faithful. Listen, the one who is faithful supplies strength, not just normal strength, but godly strength. The one who is faithful will protect you, not just regular protection, but godly protection, right? That protection that keeps us guarded 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, he's got you. Even when you don't feel good, he's got you. Even when you're giving high fives and you're on top of the world, he's still got you, church. Don't forget that. Don't think in the midst of uncertain things that he don't have you from when he's got you. Listen, if the evil one tries to have power, but listen, he has no power compared to who God is. Why? He's already been defeated. He has no power over Christ. Listen, fourthly is this: remember who your confidence is in. It says in verse number 4, it says this: we have confidence in the Lord. We have confidence in your Lord. Listen, church, we talk about facing the things we face today. Somebody said, how you do it? I said, I couldn't face the things that I have faced in 2020 without my God. I said, I couldn't get up in the morning time and go and do the things I do without my God. Everybody says, why do you have to say that? Listen, because I have confidence in my Bible that I read that says Jesus died for me and Jesus is going to be with me. Jesus is going to walk with me, talk with me. He's going to guide me if I allow him. This is where my confidence is at. Listen, and I am not one to get caught up into things. My confidence is not in our world's government. It's just not. Because, listen, it's here today, gone tomorrow. Listen, at the end of the day, we're all just passing through. Somebody said, you're not tore up over all what's going on? Listen, I don't like the unrest in the world today because we got Christians calling out other people instead of taking care of their own lives. I tell people all the time, if we would pay more attention on spreading the good news about the Bible than everything else, where would we be at, church? I see a lot of unrest today. But my confidence is in him. I don't see how people do it, church. I don't see how normal people get up in the day's time and don't have a relationship with the King. To have somebody they can talk to. Have somebody they can trust with their life. And why can we do that? Because he doesn't give us all the answers. I told somebody one time, I said, the Bible's like the greatest test I never ever focused on in school. They said, why is that? I said, because we already have the answers. How many likes taking a test knowing you got the answers? Right? The only difference between me now and school, I would have never read the answers. I would have just taken the test. Why do we take tests without knowing the answers? It's our own fault if we don't open it up and read it. Nobody to blame but ourselves. Listen, this morning, as I'm going to read, and we think about this, make sure your confidence is in him. Listen, church, make sure we're doing things his way, not our way. Listen, he gives us things that we should do if we faithfully follow him. Listen, I'm going to read back over in First. You can turn there if you want, but I'm going to read just a couple verses out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. It says this. It says, now about your love for one another. Boy, that's not much love spread around today. Now about your love for one another. He says, you do not need to write to you. He says, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. Oh, I love everybody, right? Hard, ain't it?
And he goes on and he says this. He says to love one another. He says, and he says, you have been taught by God to do these things. Verse 10, it says, and in fact, he says, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia, yet you urge brothers and sisters to do so more. And he says in verse 11, he says, to make it your own ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business. You ever been told that before? A couple times in my life, probably. And you think about that, but do we do a good job at that? Oh, Pastor, we knock it out of the park, don't we? Pretty much, if we be honest with ourselves, we know other people's business probably better than our own, don't we? Used to go to the barber shop and learn everything you want, right? Shelby come home the other day, and she said, Dad, I went and got my hair cut. And she said, I've been down to the beauty shop. And she said, we've fixed all the problems are taken care of. I'll pay for that one later, right? But you think about what it means to mind your own business, he said, and work with your hands just as we were told. Verse 12, it says, so that daily, he says, your life will win respect of outsiders. Listen, the reason why I share that verse is this. Guys, we want respect of people outside of us, outside of our church. We want people to know the truth. We want people to know the truth that what we do in here and how we live our lives in here, how we pattern the Bible, is what's lived out there. It's easy to love people inside the church walls. Listen, it's a harder outside. But listen, guys, that's what we should do. And he goes on and he says, respect of outsiders so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Make sure we do that in a way to earn people's respect and follow God's direction that he'd have for our lives. Listen, and finally is this, found in verse 5. Don't let the unknown direct your heart in their own way. And what I mean by this is this, church, there's many people. And that verse says, may the Lord direct your hearts in God's love and in Christ's perseverance. Listen, when we are all facing things today, and whatever your something is, whatever how it is in your life, your heart can be influenced in so many different ways. And listen, we're all being influenced by something or somebody, right? And we're going to be pulled in many different directions in our life. Listen, but our heart affects our whole body, right? And you think about today, he says, make sure, guys, the Lord is directing your heart. Make sure he's number one in your life. We talked about that Wednesday night. We talk about getting a pack in order and things are right in your life. He has to be number one in your life. And listen, church, this is something every day that I pray we do well as believers, that we reflect God's goodness comes out of our lives. Why? Because God's goodness is a God. It comes from God's love. And it's not just a part-time love, it's an endless love. Listen, guys, this morning, listen to me. Christ's love will help us face whatever we face in the unknown. If we will keep the faith in Christ, we can faithfully face the unknown. Guys, I know how hard it is. I know how challenging it is. A guy told me this. He said, the world would be a better place if I didn't have to face people. But then some guy looked at him, he said, you're one of them people. I think about this, and I know I use some of the off-wall analogies that you ever seen. I have probably watched all the Rocky movies numerous times, right? I like them. I don't know why. It's nothing about that, but let me tell you something. Every movie has something pretty much the same. So Rocky's always going to go to the end. And he's always going to have a hard fight, ain't he? And he's going to go nearly all the rounds. He's going to be knocked down many, many times in those rounds, ain't he? And it's not going to be good for him. It's not going to be easy. He's an underdog. He's not supposed to win. And all these things are going to happen in his life. He's going to be beat down. And at one time, you remember Nick, he's like going to throw in the towel. He was telling him to stay down. Because Rocky had got beat. Somebody's shaking here like, oh, yeah, you've seen it right now, ain't you? He said, just stay down. Stay down. Because Rocky had been beat so bad. Can I tell you today, church, that's what the world wants you to do as a believer when you're not feeling good and things not going. It wants you to stay down. Stay down. I remember watching those movies. Old Rocky could just barely get back up, and he'd get back up, and he'd get back into the fight, and he'd go again, right? And he would just keep going. But in one part, people wanted him to stay down. We want to see things crumble in our world today. We want to think things are so bad. Be a Christian that just stays down. Or we can get up and fight. It's up to you. And it's up to me. I'm going to be honest with you. It's easy to stay down. It's harder to get back up and say, listen, I'm ready to go again. Jesus didn't stay down. He got up. He took care of business, didn't he? We should do the same. Listen, church, keep the faith in a God that is found faithful. And when you think life's got you beat down, remember, get up. Get up. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, thank you for this opportunity. It's always a challenge. Life throws us many different things. Listen, Lord, but now the time for us to be faithfully spread your word. Father, be with us when we face the unknowns we do. Father, we won't be found faithful in those. We can be confident who we are in you today, Lord. Father, I know in the hearts of our people here this morning, Lord, there's many different things going through their minds today. Father, some of us feel like we've been 10 rounds in a boxing ring today. Some of us, even myself sometimes, would think about just sitting there. Thinking, Lord, I've took it on the chin. I've took it everywhere. My body is just giving out, and I don't know. I don't know if I can get up. I just want to sit and think about it a minute and say, listen, Lord, I don't know if I can do it. And the truth is, we can't do it. Lord, we can do it with you. So, Father, today, I pray if any of these people here at our church today are on the proverbial mat of life and feel like they've just been beat down to the point they can't get up, Father, I want to let them know without a shadow of a doubt today that there is a God who faithfully said that I'll be there with you every step of the way. Father, just as I'm praying this morning, Father, you reach down and you pick them up behind those arms, Father, and you lift them back up to their feet and let them know that they are loved and they have purpose. And that they can have faith to face the things that they can't see because they have a God who has already been in the midst of all those who says that I will lead you if you'll just follow. So today, Father, strengthen us. Father, there's a lot of people need to feel your touch this morning. A lot of people need to feel your guidance today. Not only here, but across this nation. Father, let us as Christians live like believers. And let us love like you've loved us. This is not our home, Lord. This is just a place you have put us for a short period of time. We're passing through. But Father, let us be an example for you as we pass through this time period. Lord, we love you today. And it's in your name we pray.